You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Well, what's happening right now, in the last 3 years, only Connecticut, Stanford, and ourselves have been a number two seed each of those 3 years. Theirs have probably been because of ability. Ours have been because of creative scheduling and playing in the top RPI league in the country in the Big 12, and then also playing that conference, non-conference schedule that's going to get you ready. Whether, like, we're going to the Cancun to play Arizona and Michigan, those teams are not in the top 25, but they're both in power conferences, and you're playing both of them on neutral courts, and that's going to help you. Going to Duke and playing in the Jimmy V Foundation game against Duke. Last year we beat them by 18 at our place, and they've been laying, waiting in the weeds the whole year for us. So I imagine we're going to have our hands full there. Going to Madison Square Garden, that is going to be a thrill for me. I've not been back since 1981 when I was assistant coach at Louisiana Tech, and we also played Rutgers. So that's going to be a thrill, playing in the Maggie Dixon Classic. And then we will also get to see Connecticut and Ohio State will play the second game of that doubleheader. So I'm all about challenges. At this point in my career, it's about championships and big games. I've won enough games. I just want to make sure I start winning the right ones at the end of the year in March to hopefully someday get me back to April.
Well, I got a feeling that this could be a big breakthrough year for the roster that you haven't played yet, that's for sure.